It's EV News briefly for Monday, May the 5th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you don't know what's happening in the world of EVs and you've only got 4 or 5 minutes to spare each day, I will make sure I keep you completely up to date. You can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Ford's Q1 earnings showed that they are still losing $849 million a quarter on their EV business called Model E. They say they're focused on improving margins and a disciplined approach to investments. The Chevy Silverado EV was range tested by Edmunds, and it did really well, actually. 539 miles on the 8WT work truck. Now, that is stripped down, hasn't got the big screen, it's got the simple seats, it's lightweight. It's also got a 205 kilowatt hour battery, like in the Denali EV and the Hummer. It's a massive battery, but if you read the story, Edmunds say that it was a mix of city and highway driving, average of about 40 miles an hour. So that's not really a range test, is it? However, still a big number, and still fantastic to know that that truck can go that far in what you might call real-world conditions. Hyundai's IONIQ 5 is doing really well in terms of those high-mileage vehicles, some so high-mileage that Hyundai are contacting owners and saying, if we give you a new battery, can we have your old one to see and take it apart and have a look? They did that with one traveling salesman in South Korea who at the time had driven 360,000 miles, well over 500,000 kilometers, in just 3 years. And the Hyundai found an 87.7% state of health, saying it far exceeded even their own design validation kind of protocols when they're putting those batteries together. They gave him a new battery for his troubles. And the car is still going. He's got a new job now. No longer travelling salesman, so the car is having a well-earned rest in his garage. Rivian is launching an owner-focused digital ad campaign using real stories from real owners to highlight the R1T electric truck for digital, social, things like streaming services, which are full of adverts now. When did that happen? Rivian is boosting its battery supply as well. They had the foresight. I mentioned this briefly last week. They had the foresight to import a bunch of batteries before the word tariffs was even mentioned before inauguration. So things like China's Gotion High Tech sent a load of lithium iron phosphate cells for the vans and the R1Ts and the R1Ss from Samsung. So those cells were imported and through the door, paperwork done, long before tariffs were even thought about. Volkswagen's energy and charging bit of the business, Elli, E-L-L-I, talking about their next generation FlexPole Plus. That is the chargers with the battery inside, couple hundred kilowatt hour battery pack, and that means you can put it onto a grid connection that's much smaller than's needed, and it always tops up the battery, and then when you turn up with your EV, it can just give you a big dump of power. Unfortunate phrase, I know. 125 kilowatts, I think, if you use both cables at the same time. It means you can charge very quickly, and then when you leave, it then just, again, tops up that battery slowly, slowly from the grid, avoiding massive grid infrastructure investments. San Diego is upgrading their EV chargers between today and May 23rd in communities and public facilities. CATL said they've already met China's new strict no fire, no explosion regulations, which come into effect July next year. In fact, this is puncture testing and things like that. CATL saying that their current batteries are already compliant with this new strict Chinese policy. Batteries not exploding, no smoke ingress into the cabin of EVs. China is also updating their autonomous driving terms, and already we've seen Li, Neo, Avatar, Xiaomi and XPeng remove any kind of promises from their websites, like Tesla did with full self-driving, to make very clear their systems are merely assisted driving. Also, electric ferries are proliferating. According to Clean Technica, 70% of ferries on order worldwide now have electric drivetrains. And that's briefly